right, it's Dave Land time, typically on a Monday, but we had stuff. Oh, Bob was leaving, and so we did Sturm's or Bob's World instead, and so now it's Dave Land time.
Yeah, because I'm always an afterthought, but that's okay.
You are.
Speaking of Bob, Dave. Bob is the noted dog hater on this show.
Obviously.
Not hater, but just not accepting of the dog as a creature.
Right. How many dog owners do we have here today?
Me.
Me.
I.
All of us.
Everyone has dog.
All of us. Okay. Now, I mentioned in the end of Rant Revival, I just picked up Lita's ashes today. So we're down to one dog.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie. And both of our dogs, they Pomeranians, obstinate dogs, yappy dogs.
Is your next dog going to be a man dog?
Well, next dog is probably not going to happen until Wells is old enough to ask for one and take care of it.
Oh, okay. You put the responsibility on the kid.
Well, at least...
So dad doesn't have to
walk least to
anymore.
Have some invested interest in the dog. We just... We're over-animaled. We still have two cats.
Yeah, you are.
And so we don't need to fill that roster spot right now.
True.
But my wife, she came across this story.
That was an awesome Borat voice.
My wife. She came across this story, and I found it incredibly fascinating. And because we are a crew full of dog people, I felt that you guys would also find it fascinating. Have you guys heard of Bunny the dog?
No, but maybe I will when you tell me what Bunny is famous for.
Okay, well, Bunny is internet famous, TikTok famous. So in 2020, a woman from Tacoma named Alexis Devine, she went viral teaching her Shep-a-doodle, Bunny, how to communicate using electronic buttons.
Yes.
So
I seen this in a documentary.
Yeah. So in 2020 or shortly thereafter, Alexis Devine and Bunny had 300,000 followers on Instagram and 3.4 million on TikTok. And now those numbers are, as of this story that I'm holding in my hand, those numbers reach 1.4 million on Instagram and 8.4 million on TikTok.
Damn.
And those numbers keep growing because Bunny is now 4 years old. And Bunny, she, as I mentioned, she's a sheep-a-doodle. She's very smart. She has reportedly learned 92 words. She is part of a study called They Can Talk. And her owner, Alexis Devine, has cameras placed in the living room to monitor her activity.
And forgive me if I'm stepping over you, but the video that I've seen, and I'm assuming it's the same dog, it's like a Simon Says type setup.
Yeah.
With big buttons.
Yes.
With accompanying words attached to the buttons.
Yes. So Devine says she always planned for Bunny to learn how to talk, and she had researched communication and cognition in canines. And so when she got Bunny, when Bunny was a puppy, she put a button by the back door, and when you hit the button, it says outside.
Yes.
And so just, you know, when you need to go out.
Diarrhea.
Yes. You could program it to say diarrhea.
Right, look.
And so
I know you don't want to hear this.
So
but
I do have some audio from a YouTube piece, and please forgive the background music. It might be hard to discern all of it, but this is the beginning of the training, and she started out making this homemade board, but evidently there is a company that makes these boards, and they're organized. It looks kind of like a world map where the buttons are clustered, and it makes sense to a dog's cognitive ability. But here's the owner, Alexis.
A 1.5-year-old sheep-a-doodle.
We are currently using buttons to communicate. They're right back here as part of a study through the Comparative Cognition Lab at UCSD. So when we first brought Bunny home, I had an outside button waiting by the door for her with sort of no expectations of how far we'd get with this journey. Within a few weeks of modeling it, she was using it consistently herself to request to go outside. And at that point in time, we added it to a larger board. And about 6 months into our journey, we came into contact with Leo Trottier and switched to his device, which is grouped based on the Fitzgerald key, which helps her to compartmentalize words.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that has gotten her up to a vocabulary of 92 words on this board. And sometimes...
I think that's the equivalent of my college kids.
Right? 92 words. And so Bunny can string together at least four words at a time to create broken sentences to try and communicate.
That's weird. That's scary.
Yes. So
I don't like that. I don't want to know that they can think that well.
Check out this example.
Mad. Why are you mad? Why mad?
So that particular interaction took place over about 15 minutes. The first part of the interaction, she says mad, and I say, why are you mad? And she says, ouch. So I was a little bit skeptical when I responded, like, where is your ouch? 5 minutes later, she walked back over to the board, and she pressed stranger. And I said, where is the stranger? And she said, paw. Walked up to me and placed her left paw in my hand, and I felt between her toes, because she had recently said, ouch, just in case. And I found a foxtail sort of embedded in a mat that was between one of her toes.
So she said, wow. Mad, ouch, stranger, paw.
So like a sticker is like a foxtail?
Yeah, like a burr was in a mat in between her fingers on her paw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and not only functional conversations, but the owner, Alexis Devine, just put out a book, and she talks about how Bunny has like emotional intelligence too. That she talks about a day where there was a child, like a toddler, that was like aggressively petting Bunny. You know, she had taken her out to a park or something. And this toddler had kind of attacked Bunny. And then there was an off-leash puppy that had charged at Bunny. And so they get her home, and Bunny keeps on hitting the buttons. Feel all done. Feel all done. Like she had just had it with this day.
I am over this.
I am so over it.
My wife says.
How weird is that?
And she keeps on combining different words to create new phrases. This one is a little bit garbled, but maybe you can make this out.
She's always exploring new combinations of words and trying different ways to get her message across if I, as a human, am not understanding what she's trying to say, which is really fascinating to me.
Scritches go? Do you want scritches here?
Wait, pause that. What is she saying?
Scritches, that's like their word for pets or scratches.
Okay. Why don't they just use scratches and pets?
Yes. I don't know.
Scritches?
Yeah, scritches now.
Okay.
You know, so she's saying, you know, give Come me some on. Attention right now.
Doesn't it kind of sound like Coco?
Yeah.
Gordon's interpretation of Coco?
Yes, it is the same broken speech pattern as Coco in Lower Heaven.
Okay, but
AccuWeather, so
yeah,
or
EA.
Maybe we'll get him some buttons. Teach him.
You are the biggest jerk.
And so
he wants to go outside. Someone needs to take him outside.
Let EA outside.
And so it's you know, obviously Bunny's owner. She is conducting her own study, but there has been a peer study. Like this guy who is a researcher at the University of California, San Diego, he was not buying it at first. Like, cause he just thought that, you know, it's basically they're using their owner as a vending machine, like outside or treat or food or scratches. You know, it's like Pavlovian response, right?
Yeah.
And so he said, but now we have hundreds and thousands of people doing this. Like, people have seen Bunny and they're trying to replicate it with their own dogs. And he says that the findings do suggest that dogs are able to understand certain words and that they're actually paying attention to the sounds and trying to understand the meaning of the sounds, and that he was skeptical, but now using these soundboards, he says that it's more than just using humans as a vending machine, like pressing the right button to get the response that you want.
Yeah.
That they do actually have cognitive ability.
So they're not just over there hitting treat, 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 like thousands of times.
Right. I mean, that's what my dog would do, because our dogs are dumb. My dog could
not. But you
not,
don't know that.
I mean, I assume.
Does it say how old or young you need to start this process? I would assume, just like anything else, with a toddler, or, you know, like you do with a kid, you start them out as young as you possibly can, teaching them just basic things. You teach dogs to sit at a very young age, or roll over or whatever. I'm assuming you have to start it off young, but do you want, it's a lot of work. Would you do this?
We've done it.
You put
to this level?
I mean, I've seen the bell on the back door, like they, you know, ring the bell when
we've
they
got
need
a,
to go out.
We've got a button by the back door that says outside. We've got a food button, and then she's got an I love you button that she puts next to her bed.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's a good way to end it, because Alexis Devine says that Bunny has changed her expectations about what's possible in a relationship between humans and man's best friend.
Yeah.
And she says that, you know, we have beautiful communication both with and without the buttons, and that having these buttons has allowed me to interpret her body language better, mm-hmm. and understand more of the ways that dogs communicate with each other. And it's made her a more active listener. And listen to how stinking sweet this is.
I love you. Thank you.
If we were able to teach dogs how to communicate when and where they were in pain, that could be revolutionary. I think it has the potential to just really, really, really deepen relationships.
But yeah, so like Bunny, like, just puts her head on her lap and then goes over to the board and says, love you. Thank you.
Does your dog hit that?
She'll hit it. I don't think she knows what she's hitting. I think it's just, if we don't get food fast enough, she'll try that button.
So you've taken,
the vending machine thing.
You've taken the dog to a rudimentary level, but are you willing to try and expand it?
I don't know.
Just a mutt?
Mutt, yeah. I mean, I guarantee if you dedicated the time to it, she could learn more. Because she doesn't use it exclusively, but if she barks and you don't go and take her out, she'll push the button.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'll do it first. It just depends.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but I feel like all of the doodle crossbreeds that is, as long as you have the doodle in there, the poodle part, those are the smart dogs.
Are they supposed to be super smart or
I
something?
I think so, yeah.
See, we're never going to get one of those. We're just mutt people, right?
Yeah, so you're just going to have dumb dogs like us.
Pretty much, yeah. Wow, that's fascinating.
But is cool.
What if there was a button for, like, take your top off?
Show me those milkers, bitch.
Bunny!
Rude!
That button on there, even?
Yeah. All right.
Doggy style?
That's Dave.
Where did that button come from?
Doggy style.